Welcome back to The Simple Plate, tales of local food made and produced by local people. I want to open this episode with a quote from the late philanthropist Bernard Baruch. Baruch states that agriculture is the greatest and fundamentally the most important of our industries. The cities are but the branches of the tree of national life, the roots of which go deeply into the land. We all flourish or decline with the farmer. If you travel 5 miles from the UMD campus, you'll find an experiential classroom without walls, known as the Land Lab. The UMD Land Lab is a food justice and environmental research outreach center, a place of hands-on learning where future farmers literally eat their homework. The mission of the UMD Land Lab is to strengthen food security in the Western Lake Superior region by promoting teaching, research, and public engagement related to sustainable food and agricultural systems for all the economic, health, and ecological benefits that it brings. I figured I'd bring in my friend Cole, one of the nicest guys I know and a manager at the Land Lab, to shed some light on what they do. And it looks like the table is set. Let's take a seat. We have at the table Cole Grouting. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. It's an honor to be here. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, Cole. That means a lot. So just give me a little background about who you are and what it is you do at the UMD Land Lab.
Yeah, so just a little background on myself. I'm a recent graduate of UMD with an environment and sustainability degree. So I was in the program in geography, and I did spent about 2 years working out at the Land Lab. And so then after graduating, we had our previous farm manager pursue another opportunity. So there was an opening, and I started managing the Land Lab on an interim basis. And then I eventually applied for the job and started working there. So
right on.
So I'm now the farm operations manager at the Land Lab. So I oversee the day-to-day operations of growing the food, hosting field days, hosting course collaborations, building partnerships out in the community.
Absolutely. Do you want to delve into what exactly it is that you're doing when you're on the job?
So on the job, basically, I have a few interns that I work with. Normally in the summer, it's about 5 interns. I'm in a little more for harvest season. But then, yeah, we go through the whole process of, starting seeds, prepping the fields, transplanting, and planting all our crops. Going through these are internship experiences, so it's a lot of kind of teaching and hoping to build skills with these students in kind of organic management things from weed control, pest control, sustainable or conservation-based irrigation practices, all the way through harvesting and distributing the food or delivering the food to dining services.
Gotcha. So dining services here at UMD actually receives food from the food farm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct. So all of our produce that we grow out at the Land Lab is delivered to dining services for catering, for superior dining, for the food court, as a sustainability initiative for them. So, yeah, the kind of the model is that we have sustainability education going on out at the Land Lab with programming for local Duluth, for kids in the Duluth community, for students at UMD, bringing a hands-on component to their course. And then as a product of all that sustainability education, we have all this food that we've grown, and that is delivered to dining services as a sustainability initiative.
Nice. I never knew that. So, the butternut squash that I'm eating at dining services, does that come from you guys?
That's right. Typically, a lot of the squash that they use in that soup has been from us.
Right. So what else are you guys growing? What's the crop looking like?
Yeah. So we grow diversified vegetables. So it's pretty much anything you could imagine, from tomatoes, sweet corn, potatoes, beans, bell peppers, carrots, squash. Yeah, pretty much everything. And we also have two beehives out
nice.
There that we do.
You're actually harvesting honey, too?
Yeah, this year we did not harvest honey. because I'm still kind of learning how to.
Right.
it's a big, pretty steep learning curve.
Do you have the smoker and the big suit?
Smoker, big suits, the whole nine yards.
That's so sweet.
But we just treated them for some mites that they had, we're winterizing them now. So hopefully that we'll get them to survive the winter.
Right on. So I think the main question I have for you right now is, what is the sustainable aspect of sourcing locally? As a manager of a farm and actually overseeing all of the operations of it from seed to table.
Yeah. So
what does that look like?
Yeah. So agriculture is, I mean, I never really anticipated going into any type of, food production type job when I went to college. But agriculture is actually this kind of neat area where a lot of my interests started to come together in terms of sustainability. It has huge implications for, sustainability, social justice. Plenty of areas that I was super interested in. So in terms of sustainability, the benefits of having a strong local food system would be that you're reducing food miles which is the distance from where food's grown to where it's eaten. So that obviously has a lot of carbon emissions associated with it. You're also benefiting the local economy by, having circular economies where you're supporting people in the community who then spend more money in the community, and that builds up the local economy. And then also, usually, especially around here, a lot of our local producers, probably all of our local producers, are small organic farms, which are using sustainable practices such as cover cropping, such as composting, that we're trying to minimize the environmental impacts of agriculture, which are pretty significant. In terms of bringing nutrients back into the soil with cover crops, composting and trying to build our soil, and trying to protect the long-term viability of our land through conservation techniques like that.
That's amazing. I had a farm, a little garden plot at Cook Home. It went terribly. it's day to day, every single day, weeding and watering and everything in between.
Yeah, it's no weekends off, really.
No, not at all. So when it comes down to it, I'm just curious, with people who are growing vegetables at home, what are some practices they can take to make it more sustainable?
To make it more sustainable? Definitely some things they could do are going to be bringing compost into your garden every spring. That's a big one.
Right. Not just sustainable, but also like
practical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So definitely I would do your research on a few basic pests and a few basic plant diseases, because there's pretty much no getting around the fact that you're going to have some pests. You're going to have some plant diseases, especially growing with organic practices, not using chemical pesticides.
Right.
You're going to need to, do a little homework on how you can manage those with some home remedies. You can use, different spices and things that will keep certain pests away, or try to attract good insects that'll eat the pest that you don't want. And then in terms of soil, just making sure that you have the nutrients in your soil that all the plants need. And certain plants are heavier feeders. They require more nitrogen, like tomatoes and corn. So if you're growing something like tomatoes, you're going to want to have a lot of compost in there, and maybe some fertilizer, like a chicken manure based fertilizer that'll make sure that you have all the right nutrients that'll get you the end product that you want.
Nice, man. Cool. Do you have anything else you want to say before we head out?
Yeah, I think I'd just talk a little bit about I think the real importance of what we do is just getting people to make a connection with their food and with their food system. Because, as our food systems changed so much in the past 100 years, 50 years even, less and less people are having, hands-on experience with how their food gets to their plate. And I think that it's important that it's the most important thing we do is eating. So having even just one experience on a field trip as a kid or something, just knowing what food looks like in the ground, how the process all works, and why it's important in terms of, things like sustainability or social justice or things like that, I think it's really important for people to have. So
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and joining me at the table, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
That's it for this episode of The Simple Plate. I'm Mark Idstrom, and I want to thank Cole for sharing his story with us. This episode of The Simple Plate is written and produced at KUMD by Mark Idstrom, with music from Andy Hallock and Pola. Support for this show is provided by Whole Foods Co-op of Duluth. More information and past episodes of The Simple Plate are available at KUMD.org under the Northland Morning drop-down menu, where you can leave your comments or questions. The Simple Plate is also located wherever you find your podcasts, so you can take us with you on your ride home from work or share us with your friends and family. On the next episode, I'm joined by Shane Dickey, a local producer of vegan food who over the years has developed a recipe for flavor-packed, meat-free burgers and sausages, amongst other things. We'll see you next time here on 103.3 KUMD.